Yeah.
Yeah, long time ago, yeah, in Tibet. Many famous meditation meditators, and they stand on a mountain. And they kick away the selfies and everything. They just stay on a stone and with the grass, eat grass. Yeah. Now they, many Buddhism on the world, yeah, but they do meditation and with beautiful temple and beautiful place. How can compare the meditations?
Yeah.
Yeah, the, you know, the famous meditator, Milarepa.
Yeah.
Milarepa meditated on a mountain. But nowadays, the meditators in a beautiful temple.
Yeah.
Beautiful house. Which are successful?
Yeah. This is a very good question.
But all of the meditators said that we don't want, don't be too selfish. We don't want any treasure things. But they wanted a beautiful place and a beautiful things. It's okay.
This is a very good question. And I think it's important for religious people to live simple lives. Now, not everybody who is religious is capable of doing what Milarepa did right now. Okay, because Milarepa did a lot of preparatory work before he went to the mountains to meditate. So some people at the beginning, you know, when our minds still have so much clouds in them, then we need a little bit better physical situation so that we can work more with our minds. But the idea is that you do that at the beginning so that you can work with your mind, and then as you work with your mind, you don't need such a nice physical situation to live in. Yeah, because your mind is more satisfied, and also as you advance in meditation, it becomes much easier to deal with physical pain and physical discomfort. But I do think nowadays very often we get kind of spoiled because we want very nice place, everything looks so good. Then we go, oh, my temple, look, see, my temple, so beautiful, you know. I think that could bring some problems to our Buddhist community, yeah. If we create nice things so that it inspires the mind of people to practice, that's fine. But if we create nice Buddhist things so that we get greedy and selfish and arrogant, then it has defeated the purpose of what we want. Okay? So I agree with what you said. You know, we should be working to eliminate our own selfishness. Yeah, and to make our mind more content and more peaceful. But like I said, at the beginning, sometimes, we can't all go to the mountains and, it's cold now, right? Yeah. Could you go up to Triand and meditate with no jacket? No. We would be so cold that all we would do is think about our body.
Yeah. Yeah? during Milarepa's life, he don't want to eat too much, don't want to wear thick clothes. But Tibet is very cold, in the ice.
Yeah.
I think it is very really meditative. Now then, he's afraid for cold place, afraid for persuasions. Then, if you already become a, you're sure meditator, you have to do with the persuasions. If you can't kick out the selfish, you're not really meditator.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, but there's degrees of being a meditator. There's degrees. Okay. So the real strong meditators I completely agree. You know, there's not the selfishness, and they're willing. You know, they have the ability to go up to Triant and meditate, and, you know, with no jacket, okay? Because also, like Milarepa, he had done the Tummo practice, so he could keep his body healthy in those situations. But to develop that capability, you know, in previous lives, he did a lot of study and a lot of meditation, you know, to develop that ability. So, you know, many of us are still baby beginners. Yeah. So it's just like, you know, you don't go from being the way we are now to being Milarepa in one day. So just like, you know, little children, they don't go from crawling to running in the Olympics in one day. Okay. It takes time. So, you know, we're beginners, yeah. So we're not as advanced as Milarepa. We have a little bit better situation, but while we're living in that better physical situation, we should be cultivating a mind that is able to endure hardship, and we should be cultivating a mind that is content with just the bare necessities, yeah. Because if we don't cultivate that mind, then what are we doing? Then we're just eating the food that you know, kind people donated to us, but we're not really doing our practice, our work. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm really you have a good understanding. That's what you said is very true. Yeah. And I think sometimes we get too excited about building big, huge, rich things, and we should be concentrating much more on our inner practice.
Should now help us
11.
Learn.
Yeah.
Because we have a lens.
Uh-huh.
So now we need to complete that.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. The copy.
Okay, yeah.
So here is my So Anila, well, thank you to visit here and the nice topic which you included to light the mood and on behalf of students and research session. I would like to say thank you very much.
Ah, sure.
And near future also we will meet one often day.
Okay. Thank
very nice
you.
Dialogue with student and teacher.
Okay. Thank you. And I want to say thank you to all of you and wish you everything good in your lives and in your Dharma practice. And one lifetime, maybe we will all be meditators in the mountains together. Okay? Let's aim for that, huh?
Thank you.